Well, the Canada Games are underway and an excitement in the air around Prince George as athletes and visitors congregate. And what happens after they leave? Harry Hiller has been studying this for decades. He's the director of cities at the University of Calgary. He focuses his research on how events like the Olympics or even the Canada Winter Games impact their host cities. And he's with me in the Daybreak studio. Harry, good morning.
Good morning.
These projects, you know, they sometimes are fraught with trepidation for one reason or another. There's the trepidation of so many people coming into the city. What are we going to do with them all? But then people have trepidation from the point of view of how are we going to pay for all of this? You were part of the 1988 Olympics, or at least you were living in Calgary when it happened there. And the city seems to have handled its legacy and its impact fairly well. From your experience, though, what kind of impact have you seen these kinds of games have?
Well, there's if we're talking about game time impact, which is, I think, what you're focusing on here, it's very interesting because different issues emerge in different cities. And you refer to the fact of issue of costs and other kinds of things that often precede the games itself. These end up being times in which sometimes there's considerable trepidation about, well, can the city handle it? What are the implications? That kind of thing. But once the games start, something happens to that city. And so if we were to talk about Calgary in 88, or if we were to talk about Vancouver in 2010, we would know that in both cases that there was a tremendous amount of excitement, but specifically in Vancouver, there was also a tremendous amount of concern about costs and all kinds of things related to that. For instance, the fear of terrorism. And also, we know that there was a significant number of people who were not happy about hosting the Olympics in 2010 in Vancouver. And so the concern was protests. And all you need is a few negative things to occur. If somebody would have been died as a result of protests or terrorism or whatever, these are all concerns. But it's very interesting what actually did happen. What happened is that the communities were turned on their heads by the event, by things such as free events, free concerts, streets that were blocked off, pavilions, live pavilions, with all kinds of activities that were available for people in the downtown. And just the idea of mingling on streets that normally have automobiles on them that have now been blocked off, and it made it a huge festival.
People rally around. I know, for example, in the case of like someone like an international media figure like a Stephen Colbert, he announces he's coming to town. Everybody wants to put their best foot forward. The Prince George Winter Games won't necessarily have that kind of international attention, but certainly will have attention from across the country. I suppose people in this part of the province want to make sure that people visiting all the way from Newfoundland, Ontario, the other western provinces coming up here will at least see the city at its best. When you get that kind of impact, what do you think it does to civic morale?
It plays a big role. And for example, I walked around downtown yesterday. When you have thousands of athletes, and they're all going to be downtown here, and when you talk about the media and you talk about the families and friends and so on that will be coming, visitors from all over, all of a sudden, the downtown core of the city is going to undergo a transformation by the sheer number of people that will be here. And that then begins to energize the city in a different kind of way, because yesterday I went to the Aboriginal Pavilion, and I would imagine that that will be a hub of activity. There will be food trucks and other kinds of things going on. So all of a sudden, people are going to find that they experience their city in a new way. And it's going to be, from my point of view and from the point of view of most host cities that I've talked to, this is a once-in-a-lifetime experience. Because whenever are you going to have thousands of people all of a sudden descending on the city at once?
Boris Johnson made a comment about the London Games mm-hmm. from a couple of years back. And one of the things they talked about was the amount of volunteers that they managed to turn out mm-hmm. for the Games. And they practically said no to no one because they really wanted to get as many volunteers as possible because the lack of civic pride and civic engagement in London was so low prior to the Olympic mm-hmm. Games. They wanted people to come in and feel part of it for the fact that they wanted to inspire that volunteerism to carry on past the Games. What kind of impact, because this set of Games have certainly reached out to the community for people to volunteer, to be billets and so forth. What do you think the long-term effect of that sort of volunteerism is?
Well, that's a good question. I think that first off, I would say the short-term effect is it changes the mood of the city. All of a sudden, people experience their city in a new way, in a way they haven't experienced before. The long-term impact is another issue. To give you one illustration, in Calgary in 88, it was so successful in terms of how it transformed the mood of the city that the city said, you know what, from now on, we're going to have a winter festival every year at the exact same time. And you know what? They tried it for a year or two, and it didn't work. Mm. And the reason why is that there's a new energy that comes as a result of all these new people coming into the city that normally wouldn't be there and that are all downtown. And so when we talk about tourism to Prince George, for example, they might give you a number, but these are people who have come over the period of the summer or the winter or whatever. They're not all there at once. Mm. Now they're all coming at once, you see? And that's a phenomena that you can't repeat.
It turns the city into a bit of a winter playground, obviously, mm-hmm. when all these different sports and activities on the go. What do you think is the long-term impact of the people who leave, the people who do the word of mouth once they get back home to their respective provinces about, say, hey, you know, you really should consider this part of the country as a winter playground?
Absolutely. And that's, again, where the what the media transmits also plays a very big role. And I'm not sure totally how this is going to work here, but certainly with the Olympics, we know that the media spend time not only reporting the results of the various events, but also giving people a taste of local culture yeah. and local scenery. And I would expect the same thing will happen here. And this is Prince George's once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to make their case to the whole country.
We've touched on it a little bit, but what do you think is the perhaps the factor of not getting your hopes up too high? I mean, how do you manage expectations versus the reality of what's going to happen? I mean, what do you need to be mindful of once the athletes go home?
Yeah. Well, you know, for years we used to talk about the after effect as a hangover. Namely, people are caught up in the buzz of the event, and then after people leave, then we face the realities. Oh, what are the realities? Well, historically, the biggest hangover is caused by cost and excessive costs because of construction of new facilities. And we're not going to have that here. I think it's going to be a different kind of situation.
More managed and manageable.
Managed and manageable. What we're talking about here are facility enhancements as opposed to brand new facilities. If you're building a stadium for 80,000 people for an opening ceremonies and have no further use for it, and then you say, what a white elephant we have now.
Dr. Harry Hiller, a fascinating discussion, and hopefully you'll tell the folks back in Calgary about Prince George and report well.
Absolutely we will. Okay.
Thank you so much for joining us on Daybreak.
No problem.
Harry Hiller, Director of Cities and the Olympic Project at the University of Calgary.